One six.
Yeah, I got a 10 last time. It didn't help. Seven.
Okay. Seems unfazed. He's testing you.
Would you like to explain?
Just a mirror mixed up. He doesn't know what the hell the other ship, what the ship was doing in reality.
Are you aware that this is a death penalty quadrant?
This planet.
Okay.
This full of dollars coming for you.
Okay, I walk next door to the other guy and ask who works for this person. How many of these people are yours, and how many were this guy's?
Like a dozen of them were his, and the other two dozen.
Oh, okay. Are they dressed different?
Yeah.
So who's his second in command? And why are the greens so slow talking?
Oh, because they're in their slow phase.
I see.
The Rebellions go through a fast phase or something.
Okay. The Browns are in the fast phase right now.
Yeah.
The other ones are in the slow phase right now.
So we're cool.
Okay.
And do fast ones hate slow ones?
Not really. The time of day back at the home world?
No, it's just that's one second.
Yeah, but you're all synced up.
Weeks? No.
No, so some green are fast, some brown.
Some
turn
people
color,
are
Dave.
Yeah, some are greener, some are browner. So they do turn color.
Seems pretty straightforward to me.
Half the population is brown, half green.
And then one black time.
The greens became fast, and brown came as well.
Oh, it just happened naturally over time.
Then
he wouldn't be in a slow phase.
If he's slow.
Okay.
No. The greens would sometimes be fast, and sometimes be slow, and then fast would be sometimes fast.
Prisoners.
Okay.
That's possibly.
I walk back out to where the cage is, and I say, and who would the second in command of that godforsaken pit of the planet be? I'm afraid the first in command is no longer able to speak.
Alright. They all ruffle around, and some guys push forward.
Excellent. You're next.
Is he brown or green?
May I suggest you take you have another security guard splash a lot of blood on and one of the empty rooms.
Creepy.
He's brown.
Okay. Lock him into the next room and clean up the first. I say to the security guard.
I was confused. Oh, yeah, I got to move the table.
Sorry, the second.
Okay. So you gotta move to the security.
Okay.
So you're ordering all these people who outrank you, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Not necessarily. They may not be officers.
No, they're not officers.
Yeah.
So a cadet still outranks
officer in training.
Ensign.
Ensigns are full officers.
Yeah. No, there's all the miscellaneous people nobody ever meets.
The enlisted people.
Yeah.
All right.
Who do everything. Basically.
Yeah. Charge the fight club.
Okay. all right. I'll walk into the...
All right. I'll sit down nervously.
I'll speak to the guard and tell him, nothing to clean up. Oh, yeah. He was already watching. Never mind. I don't tell him anything. I'll walk into the next one.
He does this all the time, so...
I'll say, okay.
I'm not good at controlling their anger.
All right, you. What was going on in that, pitiful planet of yours?
You come on strong immediately?
Yeah, sure. I'm so tired of dealing with
it. This flight just isn't working.
Six.
Okay. So he says, they're just,
Miners.
No, he actually makes me use it. So he says they're just here, gathering information for the one serving.
On what?
started movement.
They spotted us.
And how many Romulans are who's down there? Any Romulans down there?
No.
Any other people?
We're just supposed to send encoder messages to this location.
Did you get off any messages saying we were there?
He thinks probably, yeah.
Who's the communications person who would know? Barshnok.
Yeah, Barshnok.
Barshnok the Great.
And okay. Anything we need to worry about with when our security people go through down there?
No.
I say when my security people go through.
No.
No.
I mean, there are no traps or, we haven't set it to blow up.
It's not a dungeon.
good.
Okay. No, hiding places where people are shielded from, or people are hidden from shields or anything like that?
No.
Okay. You and I are going to go down to the planet, and you're going to...
I think you and Dave are overcomplexing a cadet adventure.
On the ground.
Well, I think so.
True,
it was over like an hour ago, but...
That was my question an hour ago when I said, so what are you asking this? Okay.
Well, I wanted why I was interrogating.
Okay, so you go down.
I want to know the motivation.
We'll
find out in the report when we read it.
Maybe, but I have a personal stake in it. This guy offended me and caused me to use more force than I wanted to use.
I can't believe Dave used more force than you wanted Dave to use.
That's true.
I'll walk him out of here and walk him up.
There's always a solution.
Oh. I'll send him down to.
You just send him down with a security team?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's it.
Pretty much it. Yeah.
So we raise the
roof.
The other spell we raise. I think that's I'd probably take out the base and transport you get back to for trial.
Okay.
Yeah. Eventually, we'll decode the.
We get it right. Sort of salvage rights.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Yeah, you turn it over to Starfleet.
Oh man!
We get a percentage.
This is the Klingon Navy.
Oh, the Klingon Navy does that, like the English did.
That's cool. Yeah. The Klingon Navy is much more like pirates.
The English Navy is plus pirates, so
you only get a percentage. So when we decode it, do we determine that they're just informing that we were showing up?
Well, you never got that last message. We're going to say, we're being attacked by Federation.
did
our last transmission?
Did Barshnok get it off?
Yeah. They got it.
So the second one was
and what was
the little?
It was we're being attacked by the Federation.
Was it we're being attacked by the Federation, or we're being investigated by the Federation?
This will be our last transmission. Don't forget to pay our kids.
I mean, they destroyed a lot of records and stuff.
Right. So the shredders were going full blast. But
the message you intercepted is just a bunch of military information. Just like where the starships are, any information on their crews.
Just a monitoring post.
Yeah, just kind of a monitoring post.
Okay.
Alright.
Cool.
I go back to the holodeck. And I practice saying, wait a minute.
but.
Hold your fire. Hold your fire until my signal.
I'm just used to saying, yeah.
Yeah, but. So, let's see. Well, I guess you guys all did an alright job. A little bloodthirsty.
Bloodthirsty? Not a bit of blood.
Doesn't mean we weren't thirsty.
They do
not bloodthirsty at all.
Eventually they do ask about, who did the unauthorized cargo transporter. What, you know, do you guys see anything?
Well, I don't know anything.
I don't know. I'm sure it was nobody under my command.
I'm sure they weren't under my command when they did it.
I'd be known to sleepwalk. I repair things in my sleep sometimes. It could have been me.
Oh, great. Cool, you get assigned Alpha. Nice.
I admit to being in on it. If I'm questioned directly, if there's like a bulletin board or something, or, you know, there's a general thing like whoever did it, fess up.
Yeah, it's pretty much just a general thing. They ask you
what,
since you're you were the squad leader, if you had authorized this, anything like this, or you know, any even know what that.
No, but I would have encouraged them to help out the engineers that were doing the work.
Right. Okay. So other than that, no. Unless you come forward yourself.
No, I'll ask Eric.
What? What?
Write it down in your personal journal.
No. I'm sure if they really want to find out, they can just check the record who, like, went in the room.
No way, that was our security role or whatever, stealth role.
Yeah. How are people going in now?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's under construction. Oh. They walk back out. Heisenberg competitors are tricky.
Yeah,
because you never know where they are.
No, you never know how fast they're going.
Okay, so let's see.
You guys are blue.
All right, this time everybody gets two experience.
Yay.
For real? So you're gonna take real. Yeah, for real. We're gone.
No, I don't fight on it yet, but no.
Only if he changes his mind later.
And experience
is there a
two.
For it?
Yeah.
I see.
Oh, well, there's on my sheet.
Is it my mind?
No, I wrote experience.
Oh.
Two.
Alright. I may have wrote it somewhere.
There's no place. I just put a little XP.
Okay. So there isn't a place. XP. Okay, then what do we do with that, too?
When we get renewed, maybe.
Yeah, get renewed, maybe. You can, well, I'll at least give you the chocolate spike.
I tell ya.
Here's the experience with cost charts for improving things.
New skill 5,
I think
2,
enough for
3,
me.
Yeah, 2, 3, 3, to 4, 4, to 5, 5. Six new specialization at one level higher than the governing skill to improve in the system. So you could pay 2 points to move one of the specializations from 2 to 3.
Yeah.
How much would you pay to move one of the non-specializations?
To a known skill already?
Yeah.
3. To go from 1 to 2.
3 from to go from 1 to 2.
Yeah.
3 for 1. Yeah, I said 2.
Let's say you got a skill that's a 1.
Yeah.
You want
it
to be a 2? You pay 3 experience points.
Okay. What about specials?
You've got a specialization like 1 (2).
Yeah.
If you want it to be 1 (3), it costs 2 points.
Well, if I want it to be 2 (3).
How about if you want to go from 0?
Well, I believe
if go
1 (2),
yeah,
goes up.
They go up independently.
They go up independently.
Yeah, the skill and the specialization.
What about 0 to 1, for instance?
5.
So if you added your skill and you made your skill a 2, it would be 2 (2). Okay.
What? How about
So you figure out why you never really specialize.
Why you ever do specializations?
Right.
Unless of course you're okay. Stuck with them. unless of course you're stuck with them during your training.
The other thing is, if you're going to raise a skill, go through it with me first. No way. They did.
Oh, okay.
You can raise a skill?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can always raise a specialization.
So. Oh, but you're not going to let us raise skills? Unless.
That's just a little balance.
Yeah.
Unless it's justified.
Oh, well, we'll be balanced.
Okay. Improving attributes.
See, good discipline point.
Okay,
now
you're
zero.
To level 2 is 4.
Right now went down.
It did.
To level 3 is 4. To level 4 is 5. To level 5 is 6. To level 6 is
6. Pickering, you get an aggression.
That's what? Two. Improving edges? What the hell's an edge? Is that the attribute?
Dexterity.
That's the attribute.
Something.
Okay.
What's improving in an edge?
4 points. 4 per point improved.
Okay.
Really? That'd be
nice. Eric, you lose a discipline.
Oh! More open.
Initiative?
Yeah, get an initiative point.
More skill?
Oh, that's right, you did lose it.
5 minutes in command, you did a hell of a lot.
You did.
A lot of dangerous people.
I took that opportunity and ran with it.
It's very efficient.
Efficiency is the name of the game. Total renown of 6. What's your cat called?
Katarian. Like Katarian. Like Katarman.
Kitar. Like Sitar?
Mr. Sitarman.
We should figure out what we're going to eat next man. Week.
Yeah.
What we're going to eat next week. Okay. Scoot.
Okay. Here we go.
That was a good sign because I'm hungry.
Yeah. So, well, I want next week.